You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Everyone, and welcome to day four of the Empower Your Path 30 Days of Self-Leadership. And you can join for free at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. That's all one word and no spaces or hyphens or anything. So today, I have a question for you. When you think about your life and your circumstances, do you think that overall you are more of a victim about your life or circumstances, or a creator? Now, most of us like to think that we are creators, including me. But when I was in university, it came to time for me to declare my major, only to be told that I couldn't because I didn't have grade 13. Now, I had grade 12, I had my high school diploma, just not that extra year, and that was what disqualified me from taking the major I wanted. There were other majors that I were offered and could have taken, having just the grade 12 diploma, but nope, I wanted that specific one, and I was upset at the system. I complained about how unfair it was and just wallowed in the consequences of my life choices because things that I did in the past led me to that point where what I wanted was out of my reach. And after complaining and griping and wallowing in that disappointment, I had an idea that I am actually not going to take no for an answer. I decided that I was going to find a way to achieve my goal. So I went back to that university advisor and I told him how passionate I was about humanities. And I do whatever it takes to be allowed to take that major. I'll take grade 13, I said, at the same time as I'm doing my university courses. I'll go to night school for, you know, completing that year that they wanted, or I'll take extra university courses. What could I do? And what can I do now to make sure that I get into humanities? I asked. The advisor paused, then clacked away on his keyboard for a few moments, looked at my grades so far. The silence was so nerve-wracking. And then he said, if you can maintain an A average by the end of this academic year, you can take humanities as your major. I was euphoric. I went away, worked hard. Well, not really that hard because I just loved university and it came really easy to me to get good grades. And so I maintained my A average and I was allowed to major in humanities. So I went from disempowered to empowered. You know, I had this mindset switch. The university system, it made me feel disempowered, but then I switched my mindset to seeing it as a challenge to achieve my goal. And instead of seeing the system as inflexible and unfair, I came with a plan to persuade them to let me in, and it worked. Now, if I had stayed in the victim state, I would never have achieved my goal. And this mindset shift works for practically everything in your life that you find is holding you back or annoying you or treating you unfairly. Now, it does take some time to make the switch from victim to creator, from disempowered to empowered, but the more you do that with everything that comes your way, the better you will get at it. You know, it's like a muscle, right? It gets stronger the more that you do those reps. So the creator mindset begins when you decide that you are in charge of your life. And once you fully embrace that, you have put yourself in the driver's seat, you know, in the best position possible to to change, to adapt, and make the best out of any situation that you encounter in your life. But, you know, it's something that, like I say, does take some time. And that's why we have the 30 days here, because every day you get an opportunity to think about, how am I going to empower myself? Self-leadership is about empowerment and taking control of your life. And once we realize that we have so much power and control over our life, then it's almost kind of overwhelming, but it is also a euphoric state of being, because then you can take back all of the power that you gave away to the system, to people in your family, to that random guy that cut you off on the highway, right? And so when you go through this 30-day journey, empower your path, 30 days of self-leadership, you're going to have opportunities every single day to take back your power. Because when you take back your power, that is you empowering yourself with self-leadership. And all you have to do to register, it's free, and you just need to go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024 and fill in the waitlist quiz there. There's a short quiz survey questions, and then you are registered for Empower Your Path, and that means you're eligible for the prizes at the end. And what are the prizes, you say? Okay, so everyone who participates on a minimum of 21 posts out of the 30 will be gifted an exclusive guide compiled from the activities, the affirmations, and inspiring quotes shared throughout the 30-day challenge. This resource will be a valuable reference for you and a reminder of the self-leadership principles that you've learned. So it's really something that you can go back and flip through and remind yourself. And in fact, you know, you could do this pretty much every single month, because, you know, as you take back some of your power in one area, that's going to affect other things. And then when you come back to that, day one of the next month, you're a different person. When you go through all 30 days, you're a different person, and there'll be different things and that impact you or that are challenging you. But these questions, these daily tasks, and quotes and affirmations are really meeting you where you are, whether you're starting it from scratch today. And that's the other thing too, is that yes, we are on day four, but the posts are on my feed in Facebook, or they're on LinkedIn. Actually, they're both places, and you get to choose where you want to engage. And this is really important, because some people are under the impression that they have to bare their soul on my Facebook feed or in LinkedIn, and nothing could be farther from the truth. You know, you get an opportunity to bare your soul between you and the screen, between you and your journal, when answering these questions on this 30-day Empower Your Path journey. And then you can come to my feed, whether it's on Facebook or on LinkedIn, and share one of your takeaways. You know, what was your aha moment? What did you appreciate about it? And so it doesn't have to be something that you'll feel embarrassed about. It's just, you know, talking about what you liked about it, what your aha moment was, what you appreciated about it, anything like that. So it's really not about getting like really personal and, leaking all over the page or anything like that. Like, I never want you to share anything that you don't feel comfortable with, right? Because you are in charge. This is part of your self-leadership journey, is to have that discernment about, yeah, this was really powerful. But you don't have to share everything. You could just say, this was really powerful for me today. And that could be your participation for the day. It could be as simple as that. But so when you participate in some fashion, in whatever fashion that you're comfortable with, when you participate on those daily posts, when you do a minimum of 21, then you'll be gifted that guide, which is essentially a PDF ebook journal. And then if you participate in all 30 of those, basically you get a one-on-one session with me where we talk about your progress and your growth during the challenge, during the journey. All right. So to join, it's at bit.ly/selfleadership2024. And I'll just bring that up here for you, bit.ly/selfleadership, all one word, lowercase, 2024. All righty. So before I leave you today, I just want to share one little quick story with you as well. So this one is a story from the people that I work with at university, and they failed out of their university program. And as a condition of being allowed to stay in the program, they take a self-management course with me. And one of the first things they do is write down the story of what led them to this place right here and right now. And, you know, what are the reasons that you are in failed standing? You know, what led you here? And inevitably, they will say some things like, I'm forced to be here, or my professors didn't know how to teach, or I couldn't understand their accent, or my mother had cancer and I was looking after my siblings. And so then they do this victim creator activity to switch from the disempowering that they do to themselves to empowering themselves. And that process requires that they take responsibility for their choices that led them to this undesirable situation. But the great and wonderful thing about this process is that it puts the power to effect change back into their hands. And once that happens, there's nothing stopping them from achieving their goals. And once that happens for you, nothing will stop you. So today I invite you to take back your own power. You can do it. It's there waiting for you. It's your divine birthright. So have an empowering, creative day, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 5. Take care, everyone.